Have things gotten a little ho-hum? Is the high point of your day feeding the dog? Does your life hold all the excitement of a fish tank? Then it's time to wake up and smell the adventure.
These are the strange adventures of Skunk Guy, the stinking stalker. The Menace of Mange is the first full-length audio adventure of Skunk Guy, the Stinking Stalker. The story takes off when the Stinking Stalker encounters an enormous wolf-like creature riding a motorcycle through a crowded park one night. The next day, a mysterious woman asks Skunk Guy to meet her alone in an old gutted factory building.
Hello? Hello? Tabby?
Skunk Guy? Are you Skunk Guy?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Prove it? Do you know anyone else who dresses like this?
Smell like something.
Okay. How's this?
Oh, fine. Nice. It smells like the bathroom at the bus station.
You wanted to talk to me about that creature who was at the park last night?
That creature is my boyfriend.
You're dating a dog.
He's not a dog. He's a person like you or me.
Well, he's a big, hairy person with a tail.
His name is Mange.
You're kidding, right? Mange.
His full name is Myron Mange. We just call him Mange. He's only a dog when he uses the stuff.
What stuff?
Last year, Myron was really freaking about losing his hair, so he went to his cousin Hiram. Hiram's studying to be an animal scientist, and he told him that he came up with something that would help Myron get his hair back.
Okay, so you can work it that I can grow my hair back.
Well, I said I would try, Mange. This is still in its experimental stage, but in theory it should work.
What is this stuff, anyway? It stinks!
It's a serum I developed using the glands from a dog.
What?! You ain't poking me with no dog juice.
It ain't no... I mean, this is not dog juice. It's a highly refined medication.
You took it out of a dog and you want to pump it into me?
Well, yes.
Why don't you put it in your own arm?
Because I'm not the one losing my hair.
Ugh.
Look, sit down and we can get this started.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's just a precaution. I don't know what kind of reaction there will be. I'm strapping you in so you won't hurt yourself.
I'm a biker. I like to hurt myself.
Okay. This may sting a bit.
Ah!
There. Now, just relax.
All I gotta say is this better work.
Give it time.
I don't feel any hair growing.
Be patient.
I don't feel
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Well, cousin, how do you like the new me?
Mange had turned into a huge wolf creature.
Jumping crud.
It didn't last long, and he was his old self again.
Oh, thank goodness.
It freaked them both pretty bad, so they pitched the stuff. Then our gang leader was arrested and sent up for assault, possession, grand theft auto, and shoplifting. We all knew he wasn't coming back. Mange was supposed to take over the vultures, but this greasy punk named Bastion got a bunch of the guys to turn against Mange, and they beat him up and chased him off. You met Bastion in the park last night.
Oh, he was the biker I was talking to?
Yeah, he's just a big-mouth blowhard with the attitude of a piranha.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Then the guard dogs started disappearing. I suspected what was going down. Mange was grabbing the most ferocious dogs he could find and making a new batch of the stuff so he could get revenge on Bastion and the vultures.
Why tell me? You should tell the police.
Yeah, the police aren't freaky like you are.
Freaky?
The police wouldn't believe me. You're just goofy enough, you would.
Goofy?
Besides, you handled yourself pretty good with Bastion.
Really? You think so?
I mean, well, yeah, I'm no one to mess with.
I found out where he's hiding. I tried to talk to him, but he just set his army of dogs after me.
I'd give him his ring back if I were you.
I need you to help me stop his plot for revenge.
Tracking down a fur-covered biker isn't going to be half as hard for Skunk Guy as getting permission from his parents to stay out all night to do it.
Barbara, will you pass a corn, please? Thank you, honey.
Dad, would it be all right if I stayed up past my curfew, do you think, maybe this time?
Where are you going to be?
Out of the Woodwright Mansion on Old Bath Road.
Well, that's clear out of the south end of town.
What are you going to be doing clear out there?
Helping some girl with her boyfriend.
What do you know about romance?
No, it's not like that. See, it was her boyfriend who kidnapped all the guard dogs, and we are going to set a trap so the police can grab him.
Who is this girl?
Her name is Tabby.
And how old is she?
Gee, I don't know, Mom. Not old.
Well, what's this girl like?
She's cool. She has a tattoo.
A tattoo?
It's a sleeping cat. She has it across her shoulders.
Aww, that sounds pretty weird.
You shouldn't be out at night with a girl who has a tattoo.
I'm not dating her, Mom. She's going to help me bring a criminal to justice. We're simply staking this guy out so the police can get him.
How late are you going to be?
Probably overnight. I'm supposed to meet her at midnight.
I don't know, son.
It's really important, Pop.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I think that you should just call this girl up and tell her you can't meet her. You have her call the police and let them deal with him.
Yes. Well, see, Tabby said that if she told the police that they wouldn't believe her. That's why she wants me to help. She said she liked the way I handled myself in the park last night.
Well, your father and I are still pretty shook up about what happened in the park.
What's his boyfriend like?
He's a big burly guy. He rides a motorcycle and he thinks he's a dog.
He thinks he's a dog?
Well, not so much like a dog, but more like a wolf.
Do you think you could take him?
No problem.
Ed!
No, really, I could. Dogs are very sensitive to smells.
That's beside the point. You scared your sister and us half to death last night. And it made us think about what risks you're taking and how much trouble you can get into.
But, Mom...
No. Maybe you need to put Skunk Guy on hold, okay? While we think this thing through a little more.
What? This isn't fair. I've done all my chores. I even mowed the lawn. Did you notice? I mowed the lawn and you didn't have to remind me?
Yes, we did notice that and we appreciate your consistency.
I kept my promise. Now you are going back on your end of the bargain.
Yeah, I can go back on anything that I think would be potentially dangerous to you.
I told you I can handle myself. And if you don't believe me, ask her. She was there last night. And don't deny it, I know I saw you.
Is that true?
Me? Well, yeah, I was there.
Well, then you're grounded for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
One for not letting us know where you were and one for lying about it.
What about him? He was there too.
We knew where he was.
How did you know?
Well, for one thing, he broadcasted over the radio. For another, he told us.
Thanks a lot, little brother.
I'm sorry, but you did see how I handled that bike gang.
Listen, your dad and I want to have some more time to think this over.
What am I supposed to tell Rena when I call her tonight?
Tell her you're on vacation.
I can't believe this.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go call Wendell.
And now where are you going, young lady?
To my room.
It's your night for dishes.
Well, call me when you're finished.
How long has it been since we had a nice, quiet dinner alone?
Too long. Far too long.
Will the budding young fledgling superhero get out of being grounded in time to stop the motorcycle-riding wolf from wreaking havoc? All will be revealed in the first ever audio adventure of Skunk Guy, the Menace of Mange.